This is LBC with Nigel Farage. Call 0345 6060 973. Tweet at LBC. Text 84850.
Well, an hour ago I said that Donald Trump had landed in Corpus Christi in Texas, and since then he's been addressing the press. So let's get more on this from Simon Marks, LBC's US correspondent. Simon, good afternoon.
Good evening to you, Nigel. Donald Trump very much in Texas at this hour.
And this, no doubt, because he did not want to be seen to be like President Bush from Katrina 13 years ago. He wants to sort of get there and roll his sleeves up, effectively.
I think that's absolutely right. I mean, you know, historically speaking, Hurricane Katrina was obviously the point at which every future American president realized how not to handle a hurricane. Yes. George W. Bush, of course, excoriated for his handling of that storm. And President Trump has been telling reporters that he wants people to look going forward in 5, 10, 15 years at the way in which the authorities in Texas and the federal government here in Washington reacted to Hurricane Harvey as the new textbook for how you go about doing this. He was very calibrated in his comments down in Texas over the course of the last hour, mostly leaving the talking to Governor Greg Abbott of Texas and some of the other officials there who have been leading the rescue and recovery efforts. He made it very clear that he believes that those efforts have been largely successful, but he said, look, I'm not going to offer congratulations because we're not doing congratulations on a on an event like this. Perhaps when it's all over, we will be able to congratulate one another. And it is by no means over, Nigel. You've got the death toll in Texas now at 12. One of the dams in Houston has spilled over at least a little bit for the first time after record rainfall has hit that particular city. And there are now concerns not just about what happens in South Texas, there are concerns about Louisiana and New Orleans, which of course was in the eye of Hurricane Katrina back on George W. Bush's watch. This storm is now beginning to dump substantial amounts of rain on New Orleans and on Lake Charles in Louisiana, and everybody here in Washington is worried about that becoming another possible second front as the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey continues to spill through the south of the United States.
Yeah, they're horrible. And does Trump now stay in Texas, or is it back to the White House? How's he going to play this?
Well, very interesting. He's coming back to Washington after receiving the briefings that he's getting in Corpus Christi and meeting some of the people who have been dealing with the situation there. But the White House has already told reporters he will be returning to Texas this weekend, we believe on Saturday. And look, I think there's no question that from a political perspective, President Trump is eager to continue demonstrating that the plight of those people in Texas, perhaps also in Louisiana, who have been so caught up in this dreadful storm, is absolutely uppermost in his mind. And by returning there this coming weekend, he'll have a further opportunity to keep the headlines focused on his government's response to this storm, which for him will be a very welcome break from the headlines that otherwise might be dominating the news cycle, because headlines are continuing to be made here about the Russia investigation.
Yes, and there are plenty of those. Simon, thank you very much indeed, and keep us in touch over the course of this week. That was Simon Marks, LBC's US correspondent, making the point that a dam is beginning to overflow. We heard that levees were breaking on rivers earlier, and that this situation in the States is far, far, far from over.